is the law.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Loft. Our today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only I Am Derby. Good morning, King.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. You ready? You ready?
Yes, definitely. Always.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all get ready. It's about to be a great one. Let's go. Yes, what time is it? It's time for you to email a friend, phone a friend, text a friend, tell them to join in, because it's going down right here on The Loft, baby, this morning. Let's go. What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here to guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up.
Yes, 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 you are in the loft with Mr. I Am Derby. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, 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 King. Once again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
You're welcome. That's what's up. Now, I know that's right. Me too. Ever since the concert, I really have been. But we're going to talk a little more about that later. But anyway, let everybody know here at the loft who Mr. I Am Derby is.
Who is I Am Derby? I Am Derby is the ladies' man. I Am Derby is the ice cream man. I'm everything. Everything beyond you can imagine. So yes. Okay. I'm an artist. I'm a producer. I work for a lot of local artists around the Hampton Roads area. And I do a lot of behind the scenes work and at the same time trying to manage being an artist myself. So
absolutely. That's what's up, man. I love that. You're very versatile. All the way around. That's the best way to be. I love it. I love it. So let everybody know, when did your music journey begin? Where did it all start, man?
From the very beginning, is when, I had to be about maybe 2, 3, won't even in the double digits yet. I was just always in just mind blown by the drum set. Grew up in church, so I was always mind blown by a beat. So ever since I was maybe about 3-4 years old, grew up in the church, and the church drummer used to sit me on his lap and stuff like that, and that's the beginning. I loved a beat, a solid beat, and I still actually play the drums to this day.
Wow. So, you know what? I'm a sucker for a drummer because I'm a drummer. I've been playing drums all my life. It is something about, that's the beat, the heartbeat of everything.
It's the heartbeat of the song.
And that's amazing that at that young of an age, how an instrument opened up so much for you to the world of music. And yes, now you're still playing it to this day. You're writing, you're producing, you're engineering, you're recording, you're doing all of the above. Talk a little bit about your experience. And, you know, it went from the drum set and then it evolved to what? What came first, the engineering part or the songwriting part or the...
Oh, that's a great story. So the engineering came from me being doing this so young. So I would say in middle school, I would write a lot of raps and stuff like that. And I just realized this myself maybe a couple months ago. I had an interview with a magazine or whatever and posted it in an article. But it was like, they asked the question and made me think. I actually got my first microphone from my grandfather.
Wow.
And yeah, my very first mic. It was an old busted up computer microphone, but my very first microphone. So yeah, I'm probably about 7th grade at this point, and you know, ain't no 7th grader going to this round my time at least, who was going to the studio and paying studio and stuff like that. It won't none of that. So I had a laptop and I learned how to record myself. I downloaded programs, learned how to put beats up there, steel beats and all types of stuff. And that was the beginning of the whole engineering process. And since then, I never needed to go to a studio myself. So
I'm going to tell you what I really love about it is the foundation was set. Evidently, your family saw that in you enough to sew it into you at that age. And grandfather gave you the mic and said, make it do what it do. And you evidently, you
know. It's funny. I don't think he knows. He don't even know that he plays a big role in, like, right now. Like, he don't. He talks a lot of garbage and stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then I sit here and think about it, like, wow, he gave me my first microphone. Don't even realize what he did.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that, I'm looking forward to the day you have that conversation.
I've been meaning to. I'm
telling you, that is going, that's a blessing. That's going to be most of all. It's a blessing for you, but it's going to bless him even more. I love it. I love it. Love it. That's cool. That's cool.
Talk so much junk about me.
That's right. Hey, he put that mic in your hand for a reason.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll take the junk talking from grandpops like it ain't nothing, but everybody else, so it just washes off my back.
Matter of fact, he's seen this not too long ago. This is my last project from last year.
Okay.
And he's seen the cover of it. He had so much to say. This is my first time actually going commercial with, you know, the commercial look, the commercial songs and stuff like that. And yeah, he had somebody, he said, boy, why you up there with your chest out and stuff like that? He said, you look funny. He was showing my whole neighborhood where I grew up at.
Oh, see, that was, he was so proud. I love it. That is amazing. I love hearing that. All right, so let's go on and get into it. Let the people hear what you are out here doing. The first one we're going to talk about is called Torture, and that's featuring AJ the Singer and Ross Sakil.
Yes.
Talk about the journey for this song.
How it came about, really? So, it's a Freak Me. So, I'm a huge R&B fan, so, and most of my music consists of, like, R&B samples and stuff like that. So, I'm scrolling through YouTube. I find a producer. I like to stick with his beats and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I like this song. I like the original song. I download it. Now, my process, I don't write music no more, for the most part. If I'm really, you know, into it, I will start writing. But I get in here, since I have my own studio, I just put the headphones in. You know, whatever comes out, it feels more natural to me because that's how I'm feeling at the moment. So,
I feel you.
I love when man, that's I think that's a plus and a negative for me at the same time. I think I get that from my other grandfather.
These grandfathers, I tell you.
But yeah, I was just sitting here, it was in my head thinking about different situations and stuff like that, and just came up with that song. I was like, and I always love to make women feel good, feel appreciated, feel wanted, you know. So
what's up?
Yeah, I pretty much just said what's on my mind. It's about a girl that I always wanted, you know, and felt like the time wasn't right for me to have her or whatever. And this is just me letting her know that I'm here now. I'm at that level. I'm at that maturity. You know, I even spoke on how, you know, don't let this age fool you, you know.
Yeah.
You know, your other relationships is ain't been so smooth. They're your age, you know what I'm saying? But their level of maturity is not. They're not here. I'm here with you. Like we're
wow.
Like, that's I need you to up. Know this. I need you to know this.
There you go. There you
I've
go.
I've been around the whole time. I need you to know this. So.
Wow. Say no more, ladies and gentlemen. This is torture. I am Derby. Let's
yeah,
go.
It's torture.
Like for real though, you ain't gotta hide nothing from me. I've been dreaming since the day that I first seen, praying and hoping that you become single. Wake up early just to see you. Now I just want to get to know you more. This all for free. Let me show you what's in store.
Okay, Derby.
Later. I'm not the typical she know it. I be the one she be calling her bro. I'm just waiting for her to blow it. I'ma love you all over. Come get with me, girl, you're gonna enjoy. Leave that, I know that you want me. I'ma treat you like you someone important. I will never let you fall. Like a cold, I caught you. Booty so big, that they thought that she bought it. They be staring everywhere, she be gone. You ain't just fine, baby, you know it. You ain't just fine, baby, you gorgeous. So seeing you mad, that's torture. Seeing you sad, that's torture. Yeah, you take it, but I already got you. That's how winners think. Let me take you on a date. Get you loose, have some drinks. I wanna know what you think. Cause I ain't coming here to play. I'm just trying to be all in your presence. Just like Christmas Day. Don't let this age fool you, girl. Grind and school you. Have you feeling like a new you. Give you something you ain't used to.
Cause tonight, baby,
I'm gonna do you. Let me see this good girl act bad. New, new. I'm not the typical she know it. I be the one she be calling her bro. I'm just waiting for her to blow it. I'ma love you all over. Come get with me, girl, you're gonna enjoy. Leave that, I know that you want me. I'ma treat you like you someone important. I will never let you fall. Like a cold, I caught you. Booty so big that they thought that she bought it. They be staring everywhere she be gone. You ain't just fine, baby, you know it. You ain't just fine, baby, you gorgeous. So seeing you mad, that's torture. Seeing you sad, that's torture.
You ain't just fine, baby, you gorgeous.
You ain't just fine, baby, you know
it. So seeing you sad,
that's torture.
So seeing you mad,
that's torture.
I'ma treat you just like you're someone important.
If we're patient with time, we can hit the floor.
I'm still all your passions.
See you
I hold you up high.
Through the lowest.
Echoes from the past, can't live in this moment, we present. Each moment which feels timeless, the richness of treasure. No, you ain't that, so I'm not expecting no lesson.
Let me lay you down.
Let me start with unlocking your treasures.
We locked in forever.
I'm not the typical she know it. I be the one she be calling her bro. I'm just waiting for her to blow it. I'ma love you all over. Come get with me, girl, you're gonna enjoy. Leave that, I know that you want me. I'ma treat you like you someone important. I will never let you fall. Like a cold, I caught you. Booty so big that they thought that she bought it. They be staring everywhere she be gone. You ain't just fine,
baby, you know it.
You ain't just fine, baby, you gorgeous.
So seeing you mad, that's torture.
Seeing you sad, that's torture.
I wanna get freaky with you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all know the classic. Y'all know the classic. But this version is freaking awesome. I love it. I love this version. I like how you took the original and you made it you. The whole vibe, the whole feel, the composition in itself. You couldn't go wrong with it. It was a classic.
Shout out to producer Palace.
So talk about a little more about this process for this song. We heard it, where it came from. You were speaking your feelings. What was the inspiration behind your features and everything like that, the actual production part?
So behind the features, I just have, I don't want to call it random, but it's kind of random. It's like, I hear a voice and I'm like, okay, I can hear this voice on this song, even if nobody else can. This is the first time Raw Sick Ill, this is the first time he ever done a song like this in this capacity when it's R&B and stuff like that. He never did a song, but I just had this, I have an ear for music. I do. I get told this a lot. I don't really speak on it, but I do have an ear for music, even with playing the drums and stuff like that. Just, I just hear potential in people. So it's like with me engineering, I know that I could bring their voices to a certain, especially if you on my song, I have to make it, you know, and if it don't work, it just don't work. So
absolutely.
But I specifically heard his voice on. I was like, okay, he came through, he had some words and stuff like that. And he wrote his verse. We changed a little bit throughout the session and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, should say that or should say this like this, or, you know, little tweaking little things and stuff like that. And then with AJ, I have a song with AJ maybe 3 years ago called Stuck in Focus. And we had another one that we never dropped, but Stuck in Focus was the only one that me and him dropped, and everybody went crazy, and that was just a few years ago. And I'm like, he's been asking for years and years and years and years again to, you know, come back in the studio with me and stuff like that. So I found this opportunity. I'm like, I got this perfect song and he can really sing. Like, he's a singer. So I'm like, I need you on the hook and I need you to say this, like, say exactly what they're saying, but say it your way.
That's right.
And that's exactly what happened. It was like perfect song came out.
That's dope though, for real. That's dope for real. I love it because it's like you kind of mess up two worlds, you know, old school, new school. You really blended it all in there together. You know what I'm saying? I give you a little bit of this. This is how old school said it, but I'm gonna tell you how new school saying it now. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I love it. And you pay respect to the foundation and you say, hey, I got it. It shows your creativity, you know, because sometimes it's hard for people to be creative like that without focusing strongly on, you know what I'm saying, the original content. You know, they can't take themselves out of that. Yeah, it takes a special person to do that.
Because I always love thinking outside the box and being different from everybody else. I'm trying to come up with a name for a subgenre for myself with just sampling 90s R&B and making it, what's his name, Bryson Tiller got Trap Soul. I'm like, I don't want it to be Trap Soul, but I want it to be something, you know, similar, something that's mine though.
That's right.
Because it's distant. It's just 90s sample, you know.
It's a creative thing to sample something.
Yes.
It's a creative thing because you're fighting two different worlds of, I don't want to sound like that, but I want to just level it up a little bit to now, you know what I'm saying? Without losing the message.
Right.
That's the key. Without losing the message. And it takes us, it really does. That's some really serious commitment and focus to be able to do that. Because anybody can go ahead and put the hook up there.
Yeah.
Just use the hook, the old regular hook, you know what I'm saying? But the way you did, like, you got something popping out over here saying the same thing, and it's hitting them at different times, not the times that they're expecting it. See, I pay attention, man. I love music. that was real creative, and that's what it takes, you know what I'm saying? So kudos to you for that. Kudos for you.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm excited, so let's keep it going. We're going to talk about your next one, and this one right here is my favorite. I'm going to tell you why it's my favorite. Well, this one right here introduced me to all of you. When I heard this song, I was like,
oh,
wow. And I heard it live first.
Oh, man. Yes.
I heard it live first at the Fusion concert. I was like, okay. So this one right here is called Take Me Away.
Yes.
And it's featuring Rosamere, Juan Bob, and Manuel Trabuco. Am I right?
Yes. So Take Me Away is a sample of Mary J. Blige's Everything. Well, that's also a sample of.
You better know. I'm sorry.
I'm not even going. I had to stop myself. I'm going to go too deep.
I love it because I was like, okay, but then you said I was like, I don't never get that from nobody. Oh man, educate the people, yo. That's what's up, though. My man is about to tell you where that came from. Stylistics, you are.
That's what it is. But hold on, okay, hold on. I got one more thing. If you listen to the Mary J. Blige version, if you really listen to in the background when the verses come in, this is something that caught me a couple of years back too. James Brown, The Payback, that's in that song. That's in Mary J. Blige's song.
I can get that as a filler.
It's the drum. It's the drum part. It's in the back.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, yo,
and when I heard that, I was like, yo, this is my song, man. This is my song.
Oh, man, that's real right there. You know something. Yeah, I love this. Sorry, we got off task. But anyway, we're going to get back on task. Because we keep talking all night. We're going to get back on task. Just give them the writing concept, and then we'll talk in depth about it when we come back.
For Take Me Away, the studio process, I would call it. Uh-huh. Same thing. I found the beat. Primetime made that. And, of course, another 90s sample, R&B beat. And same thing. I was just sitting in here one day in my studio, had the headphones on. First thing that came to my mind was like, my last girl, yes, she messed up. Yeah. And then I'm thinking about another. That's what probably gets confusing with this song too. The first two lines is, my last girl, yes, she messed up. A lot of people hating on me, they know you next up.
That's right.
That could be kind of a double entendre, but I was really talking about they hating on me because they know that I'm about to get you next, and I want you.
Yeah.
So they hating on me because they know this is about to happen. So. But
I love it. You ain't got to say no more. We gotta let the people hear. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. This is Take Me Away. I am Derby. Let's go.
Okay, Derby.
My last girl, yeah, she messed up. A lot of hating on me, they know you next up. Tell like bitches and got women. My step up, she is my rock. You know diamonds come from pressure, and I'ma bring that pressure, baby. No more stressing. And if you should ever fall, I'm gon' catch you. I'm just tryna dress you up, then undress you. I'm doing more than all of them with no effort.
You take me away from the pain,
and you bring me paradise.
And when I'm cloudy days,
you brought sunshine in my life. The first time I saw your face, I would fall so deep in love that your love can't be replaced.
Can I take your problems away? That's okay. You deserve better, don't you think? Don't you dare let yourself go to waste. No way. Meanwhile, I'm over here trying to impress you. And I ain't trying to stress you, babe. I'm trying to stretch you. Shape you and mold you up. Make you the best you. I had to give my queen something to step to. Cause my last girl had me messed up. A lot of hating on me. They know you next up. Tell like think I win my step up. She is a diamond. No diamonds come from pressure. And I'ma bring that pressure, baby. No more stressing. And if you should ever fall, I'm gon' catch you. I'm just tryna dress you up, then undress you. I'm doing more than all of them with no effort.
You take me away from the pain,
and you bring me paradise.
And when I'm cloudy days,
you brought sunshine in my life. The first time I saw your face, I would fall so deep in love that your love can't be replaced.
You love me, it's the way you never put nobody else above me. I get chills every time your hands touch me. I get chills every time your hands it's the way you love me, it's the way you never put nobody else above me. I get chills every time your hands touch me. I get chills knowing that is no one but me.
my last girl.
Yeah, she messed up.
A lot of hating on me.
They know you next up.
Tell like think I win.
My step up.
She is my rock.
You know diamonds come from pressure.
And I'ma bring that pressure, baby. No more stressing.
And if you should ever fall, I'm gon' catch you.
I'm just trying to dress you up and undress you.
I'm doing more than all of them with no
you take
effort.
Me away from the pain.
And you bring me paradise. You brought sunshine in my life.
It never occurred to me.
The first time I saw your face, I would fall so deep in love that your love can't be replaced.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all know the classic from that one too, but this rendition right here, I love it. I love it because, yeah, see, I'm going off the Mary. Mary, you know, Mary was kind of like, you know, kind of like a sad feel, sad mood or whatever. But y'all gave it some, okay. Some feel good, like happy to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gave it a totally different vibe, but you still kept the concept. And I loved it. I loved it. Talk about it, man. Talk about your features and everything.
So the features, oh my gosh. Rosemary and Wine Bob, I love them to death dearly. They're part of a group that we're all in together called Wave. We are Virginia Entertainment, you know, and Mogul Group. So
okay,
it's more than
I
just
like
singers
it.
And rappers. We have all types of people, you know, photographers, videographers, and poetry, all types of stuff. So, but there are two of my artists, my co-artists with me. Once again, I just heard her voice on the track. I was like, as long as me and her been working together, I don't think we haven't had a song together yet. So we've recorded before, but we haven't put anything out or finished anything. So I was like, this is pretty simple. Wine Bob won't even thought of at the moment. I was like, yo, I really had this vision, do the same Mary part. You know, it's different. She has a high pitch, you know, voice and stuff like that. It's different.
Yes.
And it was kind of hard. I'm not even gonna lie. It was kind of hard to mix her voice into the song. But I ended up getting it right and I took my time on it. Then I thought, I was like, okay, wow, this would be lovely to have Wine Bob on it as well. And they're singing back and forth instead. And them two are an item. So
yeah.
I'm like, perfect. This is perfect. So it's like they're singing to each other anyway. So I sat there. I don't think Wine knew the actual song. So, you know, I told him and I was playing the Mary J. Blige version. Mm-hmm. I was telling him what to say, how to say it. It just turned out perfect. I was like, wow, this is just amazing. Yeah, they really ran the song for me. So,
yo, y'all did it, though. Like, the composition, seriously, like, each voice plays a part and a significant part in the gelling of it all. From the old school to the new school. And I heard it live first, so I already knew what time it was. I'm a live person. Studio's good, great, yes, it's fine. I love seeing what you could do live.
I forgot about the saxophone.
Yes.
The saxophone. Oh my gosh. I had a few people in mind to actually be on this song. I hit a few people up. One guy specifically, I ain't gonna name him, but like I hit him up. And the way I was working, I was like, I have to get this done now, you know? So I haven't heard from, you know, this first guy yet. So I'm just scrolling through, you know, Instagram, trying to find people who's local. I want to keep everything local. Mm-hmm. Found another person. All I needed was like, you know, 15 seconds and stuff like that for it. I ain't need nothing huge and major, anything big. Just needed a little part that I loop and put back in the song. So yeah, it was an issue with the pricing and stuff like that. This was a little piece. I was like, okay, y'all. And then I finally went to another one of my resources that I forgot I had and had somebody else hit me back and say they got me. And that's how I got Michael, I don't want to mess his name up. Michael Trabuco. That's how I got him on the song.
Cool.
So,
wow.
Yeah, when I got those vocals, well, I won't call them vocals, but when I got those, when I got his audio back, I was like, this is crazy. He sent me more than what is on the song, way more than what's on the song. So,
yeah. Because that's not something that you just pop into. You got to feel that thing from the top.
Right.
And let it roll.
He played the whole song. I was like, man. I want to use it all, but I can't.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty dope. That's real dope. I love it. I mean, you know, like you said, you continue to keep your focus on that, like, and you including everybody else. You just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you get a feeling about somebody, you go to that source. You fit this. That's what
right.
I came for. You know what I'm saying? I love that. It's hard to find people like that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It really, truly, truly is, you know.
And that's, I've learned that.
Either they're intimidated by you. and not mature enough to just have a simple full-fledged conversation, and everybody appreciate each other. It's enough out here for everybody. Everybody has one individual purpose. Your purpose ain't the same as my purpose. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I got to be there for my brother. I got to be there for my sister too. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't at the same time, but I get it. Trust me. I get it. I totally get it. But kudos to you for doing that and keep doing it. Real, recognize real, and good always perfects perfection.
Yes. That's something I've been trying to work on lately with my music, just networking with different people and using each other in a good way, you know.
In a good way, that's right.
I have fans, you have fans. Let's expand, you know. Let me get your fans to be a part of me. Let me put you on to my, let me put my people on to you and you put your people. That's how we continue to grow.
That's real networking. That's what it's supposed to do. Right. Real networking.
And I treat everybody that's with me like family. I tell them, we probably going to have some hiccups. We're probably going to fuss, argue, fight, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we family. We all different individuals. We all different personalities. You know, just everybody have to respect one another. And everybody's music is different. You might not like my music. I might not like your music. But at the end of the day, we're family. Your fans might like it. Mm-hmm. My fans might like it. We all in this together, so.
Absolutely. And the crazy part about it is the hardest thing for people to realize is we're stronger together.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, we're strong. Once we get that concept, it's over.
Yes.
It's over. But, you know, that's, I don't understand why it's so hard, but I do. That's a whole nother conversation. We're not going to go.
Yeah, definitely.
but yes, kudos to you. Keep doing that and keep being that way. The bigger you get, do not allow that to change who you are. So let's go into the next one. We got one more up for you, man. This was called Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring KJ the Kid and Juan Bob. What's the concept behind Romeo and Juliet?
Romeo and Juliet. You know what's crazy? They taught me. I met KJ through Rosa, but I still haven't met him in person. He's from Richmond.
Oh, wow.
But this is my second song with him so far. The other one I haven't released yet, but he taught me something. Okay, so I was scrolling through YouTube again. Found another one. I'm like, yo, Jodeci is my all-time favorite R&B, hands down. R&B group, like, hands down Jodeci. So I made a beat myself off of that sample. Whatever you need. But I couldn't even rap to my own beat. So I'm like, I found somebody else who did it in a different way, in a slower R&B type-ish way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I like this. I don't know what to do to it yet. So I sent the beat off to him first. Okay. I said, do whatever, and I'm going to follow. So he sent it back. And the way his work ethic is crazy. I don't even know if he write either. Because he sent it back maybe a day after or 2 days afterwards. I'm like, dog, you work quick. So he sent it back, and I'm listening to it. And what he say? The hook, star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it took me a while to understand what he was saying. And then when I broke all the lyrics down, I was like, what is star-crossed lovers? That's something pertaining with Romeo and Juliet. I was like, yo. Yeah. So everybody who I let hear the song taught me, I was like, oh, wow. Now I'm interested in more of what my own song mean now. You know?
Yep.
So, and then I took the song and ended up turning it into a concept of Romeo and Juliet had a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's what the song is about. It's about a toxic love story.
Oh, that's good.
It's a toxic love story. And when my verse come in, I'm talking about my first words is, y'all know that Mella, my baby, you know how we rock. Mella Bell, she's an artist as well. We've known each other since 2018. We've been together since maybe 2019 or whatever, on and off. And it's been a wild ride. I have other songs and albums and everything. Like, my whole story is put into, none of my music is made up. Everything in my songs is really about me and my story, you know.
That's right.
For those who are interested, for those who know me, for those who don't know me. But yeah, I ended up making that verse about her. It was like, it was the perfect fit for the situation of the song.
Oh man, so, fit right in with the concept. Wow. Say no more, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. Romeo and Juliet by I Am Derby. Let's go.
Alice, what you cooking?
Okay, Derby.
KJ, what do you need?
baby, I got it.
Buy you the mall every time we go.
Cause girl, you shine bright like the diamonds that sit in my watch.
See, you number one with the f*** to top 10.
Like I said, she number one with the f*** to top 10.
She a deadly assassin, my heart and high
IP. She bad and bougie, it's happy to toxic.
But I can't let her leave.
Oh, no.
Like Holly and KD.
She's in another league.
And it started fighting
my f***ing team.
Watching from the side,
feel like a dream.
All into a die.
And as you can see, I'm not dead yet.
Try to stay on my mind like a headset.
Know they tired of us, ain't
even better. Star Cross, Romeo and Juliet.
You find no other, tell me how you doing.
Ain't no competition for you, baby, you the best.
I said, keep you shooting, should've wore a vest.
Through all of the fighting, she got genuine love for the kid in the shot.
And she got my heart in her life.
And the key in her hand, and she playing.
Y'all know that mellow, my baby, you know how we rockin'. If you want a problem with her, I'm the problem. When we in public, her hand in my pocket.
She be calling me daddy,
but I'm not a father. Turn up some giving in,
turn the lights off
like we Caribbean.
Her hands in my dress,
she think I'm a roast.
If you my baby, we not using
together or not. Girl, you know that I got you.
Girl, you know that I got you.
Wish I could take it back to where we started. Way before we ever parted, girl.
Yes, whatever you need. If you want genuine love and some genuine trust, gotta give it so you can receive. Been through some shit that you wouldn't believe. That's why I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve. You steady cussing me out and you say to get out, but I know you don't want me to leave. Yes, whatever you need, babe. Doing a dash on the freeway. Trying to slide in your shit like a bobsleigh. And you stay on my mental like all day.
Like all day.
And you stay on my mental like all day.
Like all day.
Like all day.
Star Cross, love is Romeo and Juliet.
You find no other, tell me how you doing.
Ain't no competition for you, baby, you the best.
I see you be shooting, should've wore a vest.
Through all of the fighting, she got genuine love for the kid in the shot.
And she got my heart in her life.
And the key in her hand, and she playing, she know.
Okay, Derby.
Romeo and Juliet, man, oh man, that right there, it was almost like a roller coaster of emotions in a song, you know what I'm saying? That was real. Good concept, good vibe, good composition. Talk about it as far as that one verse.
One verse, my verse. I had the shortest verse and the middle verse in my own song. Yes. Like I said, I start off, y'all know that Mellow, my baby, you know how we rock. If you got a problem with her, I'm the problem. Then later on, I go to say, wish that we could take it back to when we started, way before we ever parted. Like I said, this whole situation was about a toxic relationship and stuff like that. We actually, when I say we parted, we actually broke up at a show. It was her very first show. That's a whole story in itself. You know, just trying to keep everything together. It is a whole story for in itself. But matter of fact, she was around when the song was made.
Okay.
And everybody that heard the song, including her, she was like, "Yeah, I thought of Juan to be on the song as well." I wouldn't speak on Juan or whatever his situations is, but he came through. He did his thing. You know, I was like, boy, do you got something to tell me the way you came on the song? Like, what's going on? Like, you good? Like, he's very distinctive in his music as well. And it's like, he has a certain flow. Every time he gets on a song, when you hear them, you know it's them, you know? So he's one of those type of artists. It's like, he has a certain flow. He has a certain tone and a way that he performs his words. So it's like,
he got a personal cadence. That's good.
That's exactly what it is. And we heard him up there. It's like, he deserves to be on this song as well. Got him up there. And KJ, I lie to you now. I could send anything to KJ. I could send a EDM beat. He'll come up and rock it out. So yeah, that's how that got put together. So
that's cool, man. I love it. What I love about you, you have a great spirit and your face lights up. You light up when you talk about your music and your production and the artists that work with. And that just shows your passion, and it shows actually reflects in your music.
I love it. I love it.
You can tell that. I mean, you just have a vibe, and it's perfect, and it's great. Talk a little bit about what you do. Just a little bit about what you do. You're an engineer. You engineer, mix, and master.
Yes.
I mean, you do it all.
Yeah, I do.
And I think that is very important. What kind of downfalls have you encountered outside of just people being people and having to learn people? Especially for you, you've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
You've been doing it for a long time as far as on this independent journey with everything.
A few downfalls. And I would love to say that I learn from these downfalls. I take them as learning experiences now instead of crises. Like, so
that's good.
A few things I would say. One, yeah, like people being people. I had a group before I had Wave. It's called Double XL. That was the first time I put people together. And I was the youngest one. It's my group. I started it. I'm the leader. And, you know, I had these artists under me. And I told everybody, you know, hey, we even have a girl in the group. I said, hey, I don't want no mess going on between any of the guys and the girls. Like, you know, and I'm not nobody's mom and daddy. So if it do, but don't let that affect my group, because this is business at the end of the day.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, stuff happen and stuff like that. And then you have people egos that some get too, you know, big headed and stuff like that. And that what happened. My group failed after a while. Like I was saying, one person didn't like this other person music. This person ain't like them because they wanted to do what they wanted to do together. And that just ruined it. This person think they better than the whole group. So they go off and do their own thing. Now they want to run back. And then that's, you know, the whole group just kind of fell off in its own thing. So I kind of took that as a learning experience on how to manage the people I have now. And I don't even claim this as my group. This is everybody's thing. So we all one. So, but there's been times where people done similar situations then came up, or we have a couple in the group, or this person think this person that, or they attitude, not they personality just different from yours. You know, I have to sit and explain, like, hey, nobody lead a group. You know, we got to learn each other. We're a family. Is I had to learn that myself from the last downfall.
Gotcha.
Another thing with last year when I dropped this this album, Pain So Beautiful, that's been my biggest project. I actually tore it out in the DMV with through Maryland, DC, and out VA with this, just pushing this on foot and stuff like that.
Salute to you.
I had a moment when I was like here, you know, like all the way up here. So I had to come back down here and remember, don't get too far ahead of yourself, you know. Don't get too big headed.
Yeah.
Keep your focus.
Hey.
Keep your focus. That's it. Just keep your focus.
That's right.
What I say, the women will get you.
Yeah.
Lose your focus. The attention to get you to lose your focus. So when that kind of like hiatus kind of came down, it kind of put me back into the, hey, back to square one, you see? Get your focus back on point, you know what I'm saying? Get your focus straight. Don't worry about none of this, all of this. It's going to be there. It's going to come and stuff like that, but it is worthless to what you're really trying to do. What would you rather have? You rather have all this, or would you rather have to do what you love? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow. That's a good testimony, good story. You know, and I love that, you know, a lot of people have a hard time sometimes telling the bad that they went through. It's okay. It's an experience. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it helps somebody else out.
Yes.
You know, because they could be in that certain situation, not particularly at the same time, but you just never know. And that right there, that's inspiring, because we hear what you're doing now. And you just said some of the things that you had to go through to get to this point. And you can tell, you could actually really, real talk, tell the growth in it all. Just by having that conversation with you today, I could tell the growth in it from when it all started with us in the interview until you telling the story. And I'm like, wow. That's
one of the realest interviews I've ever had. Like,
oh, wow. Maybe.
At least to get to express, you know, well, one, I'm comfortable. So I'm comfortable. The dynamic is here. So it's already comfortable. And then the open floor, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people don't let the floor to be open a lot. They just had their questions. And, hey, let's get to the questioning. You know, so I really respect. I really love how you interview.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And this is all the time. I mean, my thing is, if we're going to be about it, we're going to be real about it.
Yes.
Let you be real about it. You know what I'm saying?
I already can't wait.
So when you blow up, what you got to say? You understand what I'm saying? Right. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and you're prepared. You guys are being prepared. I just want to do whatever I can, man, and be comfortable. A lounge. Yeah. When you go to a lounge, it's relaxed. It's cool. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has the same mission.
Yes.
Chill. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the same mission. And I was going to say that I'm proud of you for surrounding yourself with people that are on your same mission. You understand what I'm saying? First and foremost, they believe in you as a person before they even thought about the artist. And kudos
to you. I've been
learning
that lately.
Yes. And that's what it should be. Get to know me as the person first. And then from there, we'll go. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we got to do. Because, you know, I Am Derby. Your government name is not I Am Derby.
Right.
Absolutely right. So if I get to know I Am Derby, you got to know who, what your real name is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I need him to, you said Darius?
Yes.
I need to know Darius and how, and that, who is Darius? And then Darius became, I am Derby.
And that's what I want. I want to be as authentic with my audience as possible. You know, I want them to know me as Darius. I want them to know me as I am Derby. I want them to know me as everything I am. You know, so
that's right. Absolutely, man. Well, we got to end the show. I can keep talking for another 2 hours to you, young man. I'm telling you for real. But I thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. I want you to take us out of here in the show.
Yes. And one more thing before I go, I just want to tell everybody who's in here that's listening. I can't believe I ain't say this first, but keep God first in everything you do. That's another thing I've been learning, and I've been so blessed lately.
Absolutely. With
everything that's been going on, and you put him first, you draw close to him, draw close to you. So
that's right. Wow. That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Yes.
You ain't even got to give no inspirational words, but that right there was it in itself. Like, for real. That right there, because that's the core of it all, man. But let everybody know how they can stay connected to you. You can give them your handles or whatever you want to do. How can my listeners get connected, follow you, you know, your journey, your team? Let them know, man.
So you can go to my Instagram and click the link in my bio. My Instagram is the @ I am Derby _. Make sure you put the _ because it's somebody else that has no _. And I've been wanting that name so bad, but I'm Derby _. But link to all my medias and all my handles and everything. I am Derby. You can type in solo, that's SOLO.TO/ I am Derby. So solo.TO /I am Derby. So it's also, that link is also in my Instagram. So you just follow my Instagram, click that. And yeah, and everything else is on my page as well. So
That's what's up, man. Thank you once again. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Very great, refreshing conversation with such a brilliant man. Man, seriously, totally. Please keep doing what you're doing and yes, stay focused. Stay focused. Thank you so much. But y'all get on out here. Y'all know how we do. Go on out there and follow him. Download his music, stream the music. Hey, this is an upcoming project. Ring, 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 ring.
Yes, y'all got the exclusive.
The exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. So do we have an idea when?
Who? This fall. Sometime this fall.
You know what? That's what I'm talking about. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. But it was a great interview. Thank you for that opportunity to debut your songs. I loved it.
Thank
I'm looking
you
for forward to it. Keep me posted with it when it comes, because I post it on the page as well. So.
Yes. So definitely.
But yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know my listeners did. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all stay tuned for some more inspirational music and word for your soul. Thank you, sir. Let's go.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna bring that pressure, baby. No more stressing. And if you should ever fall, I'm gonna catch you. I'm just trying to dress you up and undress you. I'm doing more than all of them with no
effort.
You take
me away from the pain.
And you bring me paradise.
And what a cloudy day.
You brought sunshine in my life.
It never occurred to me.
The first time I saw your face, I would fall so deep in love that your love can't be replaced.
I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you.
Just breathe.
JB from Groceries Essential, and I just want to talk to you guys today about the weight of being a man. And this is called, it's heavy, but we got it. So as a man, a lot of times we like to do stuff alone. We feel like if we ask for help, it lowers our grade of being a man. But I'm telling you, teamwork will make the dream work. If you can find a group of men who you can work together to build a business, to just have that accountability and support system, trust me, that load will be lightened. As a man, we need help. It is okay to reach out. It's okay to express that, you know, I don't know it all. I can't do it all by myself. And if you get a good team and put that team together, trust me, you can do anything. Two or three good men coming together, you can solve almost any problem and work together to create millions of dollars. You just got to be able to find the right team. But don't carry that weight alone. We are dying from so many issues, from stress, heart attacks, strokes, all that internalization of stress that we hold as men because we want to do everything on our own and we feel like we cannot ask anybody for help. So find those people, get out there, network, do some team building, and trust me, it's a lot better when you have a team than carrying it alone.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. I want to mention to you today that mental health problems have nothing to do with people being lazy at all. It has nothing to do with people being weak. And many people need help in order to get better and feel better. It's the stigma behind it. And it takes us to kind of end that stigma. What is stigma? Stigma is a condition created by society. It's a judgment that is passed on to an individual or a group that causes shame and pain. Stigma stops individuals from getting the help they need. It teaches people negative belief systems. It isolates people, which creates social barriers. It gives people feelings of shame, embarrassment, and hopelessness. It also marks individuals based on condition, behavior, or appearance. And it alienates people who need our help and support. So, don't let stigma stop you or a family member from seeking help. Seek out and get help if you need it. 75% of all suicides are male. Females commit suicide too. However, your males, it's a very large percentage. And 40% of those men won't even talk about it with anyone. 25% of men live with a mental illness. Men and women both face a lot of mental illness every single day. So let's encourage each other to get the mental health that we need.
Yes, we win. Another one in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. Angie and JB, I love y'all to life. You know I do. I am Derby. Salute to you, King. Congratulations to you and blessings, blessings, blessings to you and your career. Everybody else, you know I love you, man. See you next time. Let's go.
It's a blessing to see up to the sky still, 'cause honestly for the same people life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am, and I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment, show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air. The truth is, you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sailing. Many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around, yeah, yeah, and I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now, yeah, for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air. The truth is, you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
I put my lighter in the air for you.
Alright.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
Alright.
Put my lighter in the air.
The truth is, you're beautiful.
Singing together, sing a new song.
All right.
Put your lighter in the air for love.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. We hope you enjoy the show just as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Continue to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on LJDN Radio. But we have more. Stay tuned for Lena's Love Songs at 11 a.m. right here. Get your heart right. Get your soul right. Let's go.
You're making us move, but it's sure as funk. I think it's time to rap.
Shall we?
Sure.
Getting played back, rolling strong.
Dope and deaf.
We can get funky with the best. We're just hyping it up.
You know just how it had to be.
Just take a look around, boy. Can't you see? Guys up on rushing.
Girls are just blushing.
With rocks to scratch.
While Herb's on percussion.
Setting the stage for the stage to get set off. I bust a rhyme on the dance and just jet off. So get off,
because you bit off more than you can chew.
Now watch the dynamic duo do a little go-go thing.
Come on, rock and swing.
You gotta roll with Kid and play.
Now everybody sing.
The Law. The Law. The Law. The Law.
Kid in play, now everybody say
The Law. Lounging out with Frost and Friends. Hey!
Welcome to the radio revolution.
I got that BMI, BMI. I got the ass, that ass, I got that Harry Fox, I got that C-Sack, I got that Sound Exchange, I got that SoCal. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie.
I mastered the craft from battle rapping to traffic. I mastered the tracks, I started out as a bastard. My pappy was absent, the past. It's just that, the past, so I'm laughing at you. Peace, God, look at me now, though. A single black female raised a black soprano. The streets was all mine, keys like a piano. Have blow, just like blow, flow like Joey Banano. Load up the ammo, iTunes, Amazon. Blocks on Spotify, CD baby phenomenon. I'm so indie, walk with me like Farrakhan. I rock like Akinelli, peace of bitch me a
I got
lot.
The BMI, I got the ass, I got
up and digitize. They don't know they biz, that's why they get sodomized. Get your respect back, along with your publishing. Man, I'm so indie, I've been in these streets bubbling. Hand in hand, the sound scans pay the rent though. It's more than the rapper, it's that V-Don Prezi folk. Get respect, text straight to the mailbox. They want the audio war, we let that microphone pop.
Blinds, and ain't no time, you'll be so fine. Stay up on your J.O., separating like
what you've been blessed with and stay bold. Invest in being the best, stay cold. Till you got a caseload on your payroll.
I remember nights crying. I consider not trying to deliver hot rhymes. I figured in my prime, it ended in my mind. Was limited, no grind. Commitment the whole time. I was on that slow climb to finishing.
So I'm presenting God's redemption as the engine of ascension. Man's opinions, not contending with purpose. Get in there and work it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
This song is so prophetic and oh so energetic. No time to frown, the time is now. You hear that sound, so hit the ground and go get it. Some say it's too expensive. It'll cost you everything, but you'll lose more not moving forward on your dreams.
Get up and pray, stack your bread up and save. Read a new book every 30 days. Keep a checklist of steps with directions, and get a team that's on the same page. Won't grow if you wanna be a stunner. They're literally the opposite of each other. Gotta learn how to roll with the punches and keep coming. Pick that thing up if you're tired of running.
If there's an obstacle stopping you from reaching a level of optimal, that's your pedal blocking you. Tell the devil that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. So you either move or get under me. You wanna leave and think outside of you and your company, and how to add value to this country. And if at all you should fall off track, I wrote this song to remind y'all that
you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say,
I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
You can do it, you can do it.
Stick with it.
You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.